Things were strict at the Antonienheim. They made high demands on you. But there was human warmth, too. We were cared for and protected, always. When stones got thrown, the teachers were there instantly and looked after us. It was a kosher house. To begin with, there was still kosher meat. Things got tighter later on, and providing became more difficult. More and more children were sent to the home. Parents simply weren't able to look after or house them. How could my mother send me money from Spain during the Spanish Civil War? And there was no access to blocked accounts. Friday evening was always celebrated. Two gentlemen from the community would come to hold the service. Youths from the youth center, who had already taken bar mitzvah, helped make up the prescribed number of 10 men. Then we celebrated the service together. Afterwards, there would be a big supper. We schoolgirls taking household signs baked chalot, Sabbath bread. We easily used 10 kilos of flour. There was bouillon with noodles, for the main course, meat with potatoes and vegetables, and for dessert, fruit stewed by us girls. The supervisors made sure all the children were properly dressed. They'd helped me with my wardrobe, which was inevitably deficient. In her role as female head of the household, one of our instructresses would light the Sabbath candles and speak the blessing. And yet I was unhappy. The situation became increasingly ominous. I just wanted to be with my mother. On Sabbath morning, we would walk to the synagogue from Antonienstraße to Maxburg, quite some march. Riding there, Orthodox wasn't allowed. People harassed us more and more. I was a child. I had black curls and big black saucer eyes. I was the complete opposite of an Aryan girl. I'm a full-blooded Jewess. Jews only ever married other Jews in our family. So I tended to attract attention when I was out on the street. Once we were pushed off the sidewalk. Another time we were verbally abused. Using the tram was well nigh impossible. We could only ride on the platform at the back. We weren't allowed inside at all. No admittance for Jews. People somehow were so starry-eyed, as one might say today, so naive. Parents brought their children to the Antonienheim and said they were going abroad to look for work and an apartment. Then they would fetch the children. Nothing but dreams. I think the basic problem in the whole drama was that the German Jews were so rooted in Germany that they simply couldn't believe, didn't want to believe what was happening. It beggared comprehension. It wasn't that they were stupid.